WSHF 567, monitoring.
What's going on there, Sam? WRWB 49.
Morning, Mike. How are you today? I hope everything's well.
Everything's doing all right so far.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, yesterday I was working on a one of those pulling leaf blowers. I got it working. I just need a choke lever, that's all.
Roger.
Yeah, someone gave me a choke lever, but it wasn't the right style. It was for a different style Zama. I'm like, damn it. So back to the drawing board. I might just order one online. It's only a few bucks.
I'm sending you a text message, but don't say nothing. I sent you a message, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anyway. But, yeah, I was working on that thing, and I'm like, that's why they threw it out, is because the choke lever was missing. I mean, that was the only thing wrong with it. Nothing, a little dirty, but nothing I couldn't, you know, take care of.
People throw some stuff away for some stupid reasons. What about fixing stuff these days? It's like people still got more money than brains.
Pretty much. Just like that weed whacker, the guy tells me it's a Husqvarna. Not one of their most expensive ones, you know, just a cheap curb shaft. I think it's a 25 or 26 cc. And, yeah, he tells me, oh, the thing's not working. You know, it runs and stalls after about, you know, 2 minutes. I'm like, well, that's funny, because I used it for about an hour. Well, I figured it out. The plug was fouled out, for one. And on top of that, he was running it with no air filter in it. So I had to cut one and put it in there. I had the foam. And I'm like, well, there's your problem right there. The air filter was missing, so carburetor wasn't dirty, just it was allowing too much air to get in. It's one of those EPA carburetors where you can't really adjust them.
Yeah, Roger, sometimes a little problem like that is all it takes is a little brain to fix.
And the machine itself had very low hours on it, so it's like, there's no way this thing could have failed already. I mean, it looked like he just bought it, like, at the beginning of the season, or last year.
I sold that mini bike yesterday. I only gave $100 for it. I sold it for $200. I didn't fix it. I sold it as is. I walked in the store yesterday, bought my cigarettes, and I bought a $50 ticket, Mike, and walked out with $300. Good day for me.
Yeah, I would say so. Was it a scratch-off?
Yeah, 10-4, WSHF 567.
Yeah, WRWB 49. Yeah. I remember one time I went to Kroger's, and I see the machine in the front, you know, instant lottery machine. I look and it says $5 credit. And I'm like, oh, someone left their money in here and didn't bother to play. Okay, so I said, oh, I'll try this 5 times cash words. So $5 turned out to be $95 when I got done off of somebody else's dime.
Not a darn thing wrong with that. That's called Mikey's Lucky Day. Oh, man. I was like, wow. I think today just, you know, got a little better. I get lucky in them scratch-offs. I don't get so lucky on that Powerball or Mega Millions. Although I've tried. This one guy that I used to take care of, he was so lucky that, you know, bookies would tell them, you know, get the hell out of here. I think he, I remember the one year, just for the NCAA basketball tournament, he raked in like over $1,200. And the bookie was like, you know what, I'm done playing with you. That's how good he was. Some people have all the luck. Heck, one bookie, I remember he took him for like a few grand. Oh yeah, and that bookie, same thing. We're done. I'm not playing with you no more. Paul been out here yet? No. He should be here in about, 10 minutes, 20 minutes or so, depending.
WSBT 754.
What's going on there, Charlie? WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike. As you can tell, I did not win the lottery.
I didn't win either, but, I'll take that back. The other day when I played, I did win $7. That's it.
Yeah, my wife bought a stack of tickets. We won $4. I think we got the Powerball on one of them.
Yeah. I'm like, man, well, I mean, at least it got me a free cup of coffee. That's good enough, I guess.
Except she probably spent $30 on the tickets. Oh, well, somebody's happy. I think two people won. One in Missouri and one in Texas. So a couple of people woke up yesterday happy.
They get to retire and live the high life.
But it was supposed to be me, man, me. Well, maybe next time. It's always fun to dream.
Yeah, copy that.
Well, here it is, already Monday. And back to work we go, as much as I hate it.
Yeah, copy. Yep, back to the old grind.
You know, I don't know what I dislike the most, the work itself or this drive in the morning every day. It's like doing battle. On the way home, it ain't much better.
Yeah, you got to go the way of rush hour, either way. Me, I go the opposite, so it doesn't affect me one iota.
Yeah, that's where you're fortunate. I thought getting off at 2:30 was to catch me out till they changed all that, and that 1 hour difference is huge when it comes to traffic. And this is WSHM 738. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning. Carry on, I'm just checking in.
Go ahead.
just talking about rush hour traffic.
Yeah, I just jumped in, so I'm like toward the middle of it. So I'm thinking you're talking about hours that got shifted an hour later, and it would definitely change things dramatically, I'm sure. Is that what we're talking about? The drive time home being an hour? Yeah, that was pretty much the gist of it. You know, they're always doing something with my schedule. I think this will be it for a little while, though. Very good. Mike?
Yeah, but, yeah, in my situation, you know, it's a little bit different. Now, what was it, last year when I was working, my boss had me working down by the 696 in the Quinder area. Oh, man, that was terrible. I hated working that drive.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Charlie, did you have a good weekend? Yeah, it was all right. Didn't do a whole lot. A lot of relaxing and a little bit of football. Watched my Lions lose. Other than that, it was a nice weekend. Good weather. All right, as far as the Lions go, you better get used to that. You're going to see a little more of that this year than you had the last 2 years. You have a promise for me on that one. Anyways, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but hey, we see it coming.
I was able to catch my granddaughter on TV for a brief moment. She's a cheerleader out at Eastern, so was watching that game on ESPN Plus. Got a couple of shots over there on the sideline. That was kind of cool.
Oh, Eastern Michigan?
Yeah, she started there this fall, and she's on a cheerleading team, so was able to catch her briefly on the TV.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've golfed over on their golf course over there in Ypsilanti. Not this year, last year. So, nice golf course. Eagles Crest. That's what they call that one off of 94.
Yeah, I had a cousin that went to Eastern, but never finished out. Why, I don't know. I think she was looking to transfer somewhere else.
Friends of my daughter and son-in-law, their daughter's there. I think she's a junior this year. She's in the same hall as the granddaughter. So she ended up with a room full of friends of hers, and she's doing real well. She's acclimated right to the college life, so I'm happy for WSBT 754.
I doubled with you a little bit there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know who else I ran into at that golf course? Another Eastern Michigan alumni and ex-quarterback for the Detroit Lions a bunch of years ago. I think a double Super Bowl winner being on the Pittsburgh Steelers, Charlie Batch.
Yeah, I seem to forget he went to school there. Wasn't ever a big fan of him, but I do know that he went to Eastern.
Doesn't even look like the same guy now. I mean, I actually told him. I said, you were bald back then. He goes, yeah, I got a bunch of hair now. We actually took a photo with him at the golf course. He left one of his pitching wedges by the side of the green or something. Anyways, had his name on it. Anyways, yeah, there you go. A little brush with fame, I suppose. Well, he did well for himself, though. I gotta say that.
Yeah, we'll fix that. I'll go on to Detroit repeater and knock that noise right out of there. These people aren't going to be happy till they tear it down, Charlie and Mike. They just kind of want to keep jacking around, and it's obviously who this group is, right? It's obvious. They're not going to be happy till they cut the power wires on it. Bunch of unhappy welfare recipient, sad, ill-educated individuals.
Yep, you said them all right there. All right, well, I'm at the shop. I've heard enough of this, so I'm going to run in and make the coffee. You guys have yourself a good day. WSBT 754. Go ahead, Mike.
Yep, we'll catch you later, Charlie. Yeah, I know, it seems to be a everyday thing, but, you know, the only thing that they can do, right, is shut it all down. And when they do, I know certain people out here that'll be crying about it.
One to the ranks, don't forget that, Mike. You now have they've armed Charles Latimer with one of these radios.
Yeah, so I heard. You know, that's, well, oh well. Well, it's not oh well, but yeah, oh well. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, they're consistent enough. They're going to find them. Pretty bad when you got to live your life around two or three individuals. Terrible.
Well, you have one out here that doesn't even have a license, and he's made himself known. He comes out here in the mornings, Leonard Kobolinski, I do believe. A few people have already caught him.
Oh, yeah. He's dumb enough to use his voice like we wouldn't know it, right? So, what are you going to do? That's for the powers to be to deal with it. All we have to do is just lead them to the water.
Yep, that's it. WRWD 49. Yep. Anyway. So you almost on your way to work or what?
I am, in fact.
Don't start till 8 o'clock today.
Just trying to get around these people. It's amazing. All right. Anyways, Roger on the 8 o'clock start time. Just manipulating a few people on the roadway here. Indecisive, is going to get them in an accident one day.
Yeah, I copy.
All right, WSHM 738 to get that in there.
You know, with the temperature changes and all that stuff, I haven't heard too much of any tropospheric, ducting lately. You'd think there'd be some out here, but I haven't heard anything much.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's certainly a cool morning this morning. You really felt it when I went outside. It's like, oof, almost time for a light jacket.
Yeah, I think they said it was, what, 40...
I'm seeing 51 actually right now, but man, it sure seemed like it was 48 when I walked out the door. Going to 70 today.
70? Alright. Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I can't argue with 70. I think yesterday was 67 or 68 or something down here, but up in Holly, I'm sure it was 66 or 67 in the, like, 3, 4 o'clock area. It was actually nice. Plenty of sun, you know, it was cloudy, but, you know, it didn't seem to impede the sun any.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's real great. You should be a man and identify yourself, although we know where it's coming from. It's just which one of the four. Really? Really? A sissy would hide their voice. And that's what you are.
WSHF 567, morning, Deuce.
Some of this CB trash in here this morning there, Sam?
I'm not paying attention. I'm video chatting with the caveman. I heard you in there and thought I'd say hello.
Alright, well, good morning. Mike?
Fuck you.
Your mama.
Fuck you.
Your mama.
Pussy.
It's alright, I just keep you talking, because they're looking.
I know who that is. I can almost guarantee I know who that is.
Well, like I said, it's 1 of 4 now, right? So it's pretty obvious. So, we know who they are. And it doesn't matter which one it is at any given point. It's a group. Because they live their life around me and you, Mike. That's what they do.
He just gave himself away in that last sentence.
I didn't even hear what he said. He was noisy. You can call me in a bit and let me know.
Freshen, that guy.
Oh, the drunk over there on Eastland Street. Leonard Kobolinski, 18738 Eastland Street. Yeah, him?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, he said, you know, the last phrase he said, it just gave it away. Yeah, he's not good at hiding his voice. And he didn't choose his words carefully either.
Well, you know who, 202 gave him the programmed radio to do it, right? He's even made a comment that it ain't illegal for him to do that. Well, okay. You're dealing with a bunch of stupid people, Mike. That's the problem. People that weren't very highly educated.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you know what? It is what it is.
You don't have to believe me. Just look any one of them up in the system, whether it's Macomb County or the county north of here, right? And you see all you need to see.
Oh, you're talking about the MDOC? Yeah. Facebook for Nitinoids.
It's just lowest common denominators in life. There's no other way to put it. And I don't want to hear anybody out here, like the one guy in particular. I don't want to hear this guy crying about all the drama in the morning because he embraces one of them. So I don't want to hear no crying from no ex-pill popper alcoholic neither.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, get a car, get a job, and move out of your sister's house. Really, three rules will set you free.
Yeah, Roger. No, I am. Anyway.
Imprisoned by their own devices in life. All right, I'm just about here, Mike. I'll catch you later. You have a good one. And that's that. We'll see ya. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
A good day, 738. WSHM 567. WRWB 489. And we'll be standing by unless you're still going to be out here, Sam.
Hey, Roger, I'm both of you. See you. Good morning. WSHM 738.
I'm still here, Mike. I'm just video chatting with the caveman. Yeah, copy that, Sam.
WSHG 772, just saying good morning to y'all. I'm already at my final destination, so you have a great day, everyone. WSGG 772, we're clear.
Yeah, good morning, and good day. I, for one, hope the FCC knocks on doors. I really do. Enough of this stuff is enough. Sorry about that. I almost slipped. But enough is enough. We've got to stop somehow. Somebody's got to put a stop to it. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's not going to stop until you know, they get caught or they shut it all down. You know? That's pretty much it, too.
Well, this exactly proves who the stalkers are, because we went to a different van, and what did they do? They followed us.
I'll jump back in for here a minute. Yeah, I mean, if that's, you know, what they want, I mean, I know that's not what the owners want of this repeater, this kind of, these deviants in here, you know, and these other pseudo-licensed people handing these unlicensed people's radios programmed with the right tone and all of this in there. I mean, this is what they got. They probably don't want it, but this is what they got. And then I hear all the bad language out here. I mean, if that's what the rules are, just let me know. I mean, I can adapt. I can certainly adapt. You want to start dropping, you know, the poo-poo words out there, I can certainly follow the format if that's what's tolerated out here. No problem. You just gotta let me know. And I mean, in a sense, they're letting them continue doing it along with all this other crap. No problem. I can follow along with the format if that's what they want. I'll exploit this thing all to hell if that's the way it's going. I'll really start speaking my mind. Just let me know that that's the program, and I'm all in. I'll put all the chips on the table.
Oh, I hear you. I certainly hear you. Yeah. Well, that's what happens, you know, when you just purchase a license and you get a cheap $20 radio.
I've actually heard people having conversations out here and then playing music, talking about music and playing songs out here. If this is the format, they just need to let me know. I got to rethink how I operate out here. Fit in with the masses. All right, we'll see you, Mike. WRWB 489 and WSHF 567. Good morning from WSHM 738.
Good morning, right back, and have a good day, Paul. We need to get rid of these guys. The only way we're going to do it is by getting FCC to knock on their door.
Yeah, we'll catch you later there, Paul. Sam, you know, the problem is they don't have a field office here in the area no more because the guy running it, James Bridgewater, retired back in 2012. So the only way they're going to, you know, ever get anybody to come out is, you know, is if they come from Washington, and that's not going to happen.
So in other words, it's going to take death or prison for them to fix the situation.
They've already been to one of those spots multiple times. WSHM 738.
Well, there was at least one or two that I know of that's on the Michigan Department of Corrections, you know, Facebook.
Well, when there's a bunch of people that do it the right way and follow the rules, and there's a few handful of people that, you know, don't want to follow the rules and chunk the channel and be here without a license, there's a problem. And the problem needs to be solved somehow.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, what are you working on today?
A linear and a moped.
Yeah, copy that. What kind of moped?
That I don't know. It's one of them sit-down things. You give it gas and go. I got no clue what it is, to be honest with you. It looks like it's a fold-up job, so... A fold-up, it's got a seat on it, too, so it's more like a go-ped.
I got one of those, 49cc, no suspension whatsoever, does about maybe 30 miles an hour. Yeah, they're pretty cool, but man, you got to be careful.
Yeah, 10-4, I'm not the one riding it, so I don't have no worries.
Yeah, the one I have, it put me out of commission for about half the summer. You know, I was driving down the sidewalk with it, and, well, I hit a crack, and I went one way, and the damn thing went the other way. Oh, boy, there goes my hip. Or there went my hip. It's healed now. This happened like 2 years ago.
That's all right. That Segway I bought from Didi threw me. I was going super fast on it, and all of a sudden, man, it just dumped me. I was on the sidewalk on Hoover, and it went that way, I went that way, and my gun fell in my pocket, went in the street. Yep, right out of my holster. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, you're talking about that one that Dan had for a while?
no, Didi owned it since it was new, a little white one. You know, you put your knees around it and just drive it, you know. Lean forward and it goes, lean right or left, and, you know, goes right or left, that one. Well, I only know him by Dan, so, you know, he used to be my neighbor, like, 30 years ago. Yeah, I don't know Dee by Dan. I just know Dee by Dee. That's the only way I know Dee. Dee's a good-hearted person, no matter if she's a boy or a girl or what she is. She's a good-hearted person, and I like her. I just know him by Dan, okay? You know, I mean, he's a nice guy, you know, just, I mean, sporting a tattered dress, you know, that's not my lifestyle. Not mine either. I'm happily married, but I don't have any problems with the lifestyle he or she lives. Doesn't bother me whatsoever. USHF 567 for ID purposes. Yeah, WRWB 49. Yeah, no, I mean, he's a nice guy. Just, you know, I just, you know. He is what he is. But, yeah, I remember when he bought that thing, and he had it for, what, 2 years, and then got rid of it? No, they had it for about five. We've had it for about five now. And, yeah, when she owned it, she got drawn from it, and she needed to find a new one. See those guys out there on the sidewalk or on the street? They're riding that, like, one-wheeled, I don't know what the hell you want to call it, you know. Just basically a wheel with an electric motor on it and a platform. You see these guys doing, like, but it's 40 miles an hour on the thing. I could be exaggerating on the speed, but them things are pretty fast. Yeah, the one-wheel things are pretty fast. I've seen them in action, yep. Basically, a one-wheeled skateboard or a one-wheeled electric unicycle. They look fun, but at my age, no thank you. Yeah, the scooter I have, or if you want to call it I guess you'd call it, scooter slash moped, whatever, anyway. That thing, you know, it's work, man. It hurts your back, let me tell you. Well, I sold that mini bike. It has no shocks. I can't ride that thing around. Now, the electric version of that same scooter I have, that thing's got shocks, bigger tires, you know, all the way around. It's well built. The gas powered one, smaller tires, and no suspension. Go figure. Well, I'm gonna take a standby here for a little bit, Sam. So. With that being said, this is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by. 489, have a good day. WSHF 567, standing by.
That's right. WRZN 493, good morning. Mobile and monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air, monitoring.
WSJF 896 monitoring.
WSAL 946 monitoring. Dave, you out there? WSAL 946.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
WICS 218 WIUG 488 copy. WRWX 221 mobile.
WSMZ 793, WSIC 866. WSM 793, WSIC 866. How about a Dave, you're on?
WSHF 567 monitoring.
What's going on there, Sam? WRWB 49.
Not much, man. Everyone else is locked up with, I don't need to talk about it. It's just another day of stupidity. Anyways, what's going on with you, man? You working? You all done? What's going on?
I'm all done now. I just got out and went and stopped off at Wendy's.
Happy all that I did.
Right now I'm just.
I didn't work today. I went to Holly. Took my wife out to the cemetery with her dad and stopped at a few shops along the way, and no tubes available. So I ordered them online for brand new tubes.
Copy that. Where'd you go, Starlight?
No, I went to a few shops, you know, and TV shops and a guitar center. Nobody had them, so I ordered them from eBay. I had some brand new four of them for $135, you know, $25 shipping, so no big deal. They'll be here when they get here.
And after this. Oh, my, I just picked up a another string trimmer. I don't know if this one's going to work or not. It feels like it's real light, you know, when you pull it, there's like no resistance. So my guess is the rings are gone, but it's one of those brake shaft ones. Either A, I lost it, or, you still in this, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. My wife walked in the room. Sorry about that.
Maybe your battery died or something else happened.
No, I'm here. My wife walked in the other into the room, so I had to find out what was going on.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I was saying I was on my way out of work today. Picked up another string trimmer, one of those brake shaft Ryobi ones. But when you go to pull it, you know, it feels like it's, you know, real easy to pull, like maybe the rings are shut.
Yep, send for it. Do a compression test on it. I'm outside now, you should be able to hear me real good.
Coming in clear, or where you were at?
My driveway. Hey Mike, WSHF567. Hey, I gotta take a standby. I got two customers here. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay, we'll catch you in a little bit. WRWB49, I'll be standing by.
WSIU709. Mobile monitoring.
Afternoon time. This is WRWB 49.
Copy SFT now, sir.
Sir Dave, 973, you
got it on? How's the legend out here today? 902-973, got it on? WSFT 902. Monitoring. Listening. You have a romper room hour, eh? Got the 2-year retard out. Unbelievable.
Yes, it is, 902. Sickening. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, 566, I don't get it. I don't know. It is what it is. You know, you get these little romper room kitties out here, get a hold of their daddy's stuff, and they gotta act like a romper room. So, I guess it is what it is.
Copy that.
Break.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not that, you know, making those noises. WRWB 49.
WSTJ347.
That way you were getting covered up by the tomfoolery. So my again.
WRZN-493 monitoring.
WSGG-772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
Oh, yeah, FFT-902.
WSFT-902. 973, you got it on? No response. 973. Today. WSFT-902. Listen.
WSEU-202, and we're standing by.
WSAB 841, monitoring at 841 PM.
841, WSAL 946.
Hey there, Ralph. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm okay. Let me see, how are you doing? How's are you healing up good?
Yeah, sitting here watching X-Files with the heating pad on. I actually go back to work tomorrow, which I'm not overly excited about, but supposed to be on light duty for the next, like, 3 weeks.
After that. You say you're watching X-Files?
Roger. Never, creeped me out as a kid, never really gave it a shot, but, you know, sitting around, figured I'd see what it's about. I'm on episode 20, it looks like, of season 1, so I'm enjoying it so far.
Pretty good stuff. I got into it, you know, a while back. Yeah, it was always pretty good.
Yeah, actually, 284 out here suggested it, and yeah, just, you know, hey, why not? I'll give it a shot, and fired it up yesterday morning, and spent the whole day watching it. Yeah, I've been cruising right along now that I'm at the end of my vacation time.
Yeah, copy that. Binge watching, yeah. I was getting into some, you know, Prodigy music yesterday. It's pretty crazy videos.
Prodigy, huh? Is that the name of the artist? I don't know that I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's the name of the band. Well, it's all kind of techno sound. Oh, you'd know their big song, Firestarter. You'd know it if you heard it.
Yeah, I'll have to jot that down here and look it up in a minute.
WSBL 475, trying out a new radio antenna combo here, just trying to hear a good copy.
You sound a good 475. Sounding good over here up to the grid receiver. WSAL 946.
Roger that. WSAL 475 clear. Thank you very much.
WSAL 946, you still in there, bud?
Here, 946, yeah, still here. I looked up that song, it's got a lot of views, and it seems like it's been around for a while, but I haven't ever heard it before. Kind of neat.
Well, there's one I know you've heard of. Smack My Bitch Up. It's not a big one of those. No?
All 946, good catching up with you. I'm going to get back to my X-Files here, though. Hope you have a great night. This is WSKB 841, clearing monitoring on your bike.
WSAL 946 monitoring.
WSIA 375 mobile monitoring.